It's probably no secret that the ABC's managing director, Michelle Guthrie, has been a sometimes controversial figure within this organisation. But it's safe to say the decision to terminate her contract halfway through its five-year term has shocked even many of her critics. The ABC board hasn't really explained the rationale for the move, saying in a statement it was not in the ABC's best interest for her to continue and new leadership would benefit the organisation. Michelle Guthrie says she's devastated and is considering her legal options. Margaret Simons is Associate Professor of Journalism at Monash University, and she's written on this today for the publication Meanjin. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Now, Michelle Guthrie was heavily criticised by some inside and outside of this organisation, but why was she removed so suddenly?
Well, the immediate reason for the removal is the fact that Justin Milne, who's had a that's the chairman of the board, who's had a tense relationship with her for going on for a year. The real reason is that the rest of the board was convinced that there were real problems. And for some months now, I gather, there has been an attempt to negotiate with her, and had those negotiations been successful, we would have seen, you know, the standard sort of wanting to spend more time with her family sort of reasons for exit, and everybody would have agreed with each other and there would have been a very tightly media-managed departure. But she dug her heels in, she lawyered up, and so the whole situation became untenable and fell apart just in the last 24 hours.
In your article today, you say one of the primary criticisms of her was her style. What is that style? Because this seems to be more about the individual and that style rather than strategy.
Yes, well, I think that's a very good point. I think style is code word for two things. One is there was a feeling that she wasn't sufficiently across the detail of the job, that she was a bit too hands-off, absent a bit too frequently, and not sufficiently across the detail. And that particularly came to light during the preparation for the ABC annual report, which has happened over the last month or so. There were some issues with the figures, nothing huge, no misconduct. I'm certainly not suggesting anything of that sort, but a cost overrun and some other accounting issues. But the main issue with that was that it took the board by surprise, and they then felt that Guthrie was a little bit too sanguine about that. And that helped to crystallise the feeling among the other members of the board that she wasn't sufficiently across the detail, that the organisation was drifting. And so they united with Justin Milne in the feeling that she had to go.
The ABC board has been so far unwilling to properly explain the rationale for removing Michelle Guthrie. Is that a mistake, or is it due to defamation laws, which a few people, at least online, I see, are saying?
Oh, well, it may be, there may be some concern for the latter, but I think it's more that obviously the only decent way out of this is a settlement. And if people go around bagging each other in public, that's only going to make it harder. But, you know, the other thing that is meant by her style is the concern that, and I think this is uniformly realised, that she is not good at the public-facing aspect of the job. She's not good at the political aspect of the job, has even been heard to deny that there is a political aspect of the job, which is a bit of a jaw-dropping statement, and certainly hasn't really managed to communicate internally what the vision is for the ABC, or externally for that matter. Now, of course, she's got a hard act to follow because that was Mark Scott, her predecessor's, great strength. And the spin coming out of the ABC has been, well, she's going to be much more focused on internal management, but she obviously hasn't convinced the board that she's doing that adequately.
The ABC is a taxpayer-funded organisation, and of course, you know, people are listening to the ABC right now, Margaret, as you and I know. Does the public have a right to know what happened here?
Well, I think so. That's why I wrote the piece I've written today in an attempt to shed some light there. But I can see that in terms of trying to explain the situation, when the main reason is tensions between the chairman and the CEO and the managing director, it's a little bit hard for them to give a full explanation. And of course, there is an interest in trying to get out of this as likely as possible. But of course, it really is a debacle the way the whole thing has fallen apart.
Is a breakdown in a relationship or a style reason a good enough reason to sack someone halfway through their term?
Well, one would hope that it would be better managed. I mean, personally, it is no surprise to me that Michelle Guthrie is leaving early. I had thought that was quite likely to happen, not least because I understand that she hasn't particularly been enjoying the job. And to be fair to her, she could be an absolute management genius and it would still be an incredibly tough job. Managing media these days is an incredibly tough job. And managing the ABC under the Abbott government was an extraordinarily tough job, and I don't suppose it's got much easier in recent days. So it's a really challenging job, and I had heard that she was not enjoying it at all, and that she was keeping her eyes out for other opportunities. So it wouldn't have surprised me at all if we had seen some announcement of an early departure. But for it to happen like this is, of course, quite extraordinary and reflects badly on everybody involved.
Is there any evidence of a strategy disagreement as well? Of course, there's been a huge restructure here at the ABC. It's become platform agnostic, and it's about, of course, genres and areas. Is that part of the tension at all? Is there any evidence that, policy and strategy is part of it?
Look, if we talk about the broad strategy, which is that the ABC has to both serve its traditional rusted-on audiences and also transition into the digital era, I don't think anybody disagrees with that. And there's a fair bit of common ground running from Mark Scott forward or even as far back as Russell Balding on that as a broad general area. But the issue is, how fast do you move? How much do you risk alienating your traditional audience while trying to capture the new audiences? And how do you do it? Now, Michelle Guthrie's main visible contribution on that so far has been that restructure, which happened late last year. Now, restructuring, as anybody schooled in management will tell you, does not substitute for management. And it's really a bit too soon to tell whether that restructure has been successful or not. Restructures by themselves don't tell you much. It's really about the implementation of the restructure. And it's really too soon to judge her on that front, I think.
Michelle Guthrie was, of course, halfway through a five-year term. She's on $900,000 a year. Is this going to cost the ABC a lot of money?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons that they're being so tight-lipped to try and minimise that payout. But yes, of course, I would imagine they would at least have to pay out her contract.
And would she have a case? I mean, she's saying she's considering her legal options. It is in her contract that the board can dismiss her. Does she have a case?
Well, you know, one hopes that it doesn't get to fighting it out in court because everybody loses, not least the taxpayer, if it goes that far. I imagine that there will be some kind of settlement, and the sooner the better for everybody. And at that point, of course, everybody will go quiet and we will hear very little about what's happening. But yes, at the least, I would have thought they would have to pay out a contract. I would be imagining this will cost the ABC, you know, at least around the $3 million mark.
There's also, of course, some criticisms from you know, some right-leaning politicians, including Erica Betts. Here he is.
As a managing director, I gave her a big tick for getting rid of about $50 million worth of fat out of Ultimo and reinvesting that into regional broadcasting. So a big tick for that. But in relation to the ABC culture, of which I have been critical, as indeed have many others, sadly, Ms. Guthrie was not able to get on top of that. And so whilst the ABC always seeks to pursue diversity in relation to sex, sexuality, race, skin colour, we didn't get the diversity in relation to opinions, and that was a matter of regret, which Ms. Guthrie seemed unable to bring to the Australian people.
And of course, I've heard this throughout the day, shared by others, that Michelle Guthrie was too obsessed with diversity. What do you make of that critique?
Oh, well, I think one of the things that we can probably thank her for is an emphasis on diversity. I mean, for far too long, the ABC, if you'd watched the ABC, you'd have thought Australia was a country of fair-skinned, red-haired, blue-eyed Anglo-Celts. And I think she has made real inroads on that, and a lot further still to go, I would have to say. It's something that Mark Scott, her predecessor, has acknowledged he wished he'd paid more attention to. So, no, I would rate her on that. But of course, that's only one thing. You need to be across an enormous brief as ABC managing director. It is one of the most demanding jobs in the country, I think.
And the other big disagreement apparently she was having with Justin Milne is Project Jetstream.
Whatever that is, yes.
Have you got to the bottom of what that is and why there would be a disagreement on it? Because it's a digital strategy. And, of course, Michelle Guthrie was very much in favour of a digital strategy.
Well, as I say, in the broad strategic direction, nobody who thinks about these issues will disagree that digital is the future. The question is, how far do you get there and how do you get there in a constrained funding environment? And every media organisation is asking those questions. So Project Jetstream, there's precious little detail on what that is, but the idea is it's an enormous great portal on which all ABC content would reside in preparation for the day when traditional broadcasting ceases altogether or ceases to be relevant. Now, the problem with enormous great big infrastructure projects is that by the time you've built them, they're nearly always out of date. And the ABC's got some bitter experience in that. There's a thing called the Web Content Management System, and at this point I risk putting your listeners to sleep, so I'll just glide lightly over it. But it was an enormous infrastructure project with the ABC. It took forever. It drove people mad. People I've interviewed about it are in something approaching post-traumatic shock when they remember the meetings. And it ended up costing a heap of money and being out of date by the time it was implemented. In retrospect, people feel that it would have been better to move with a smaller, more nimble approach. And of course, at the same time as that whole thing was going badly wrong, ABC iView was created by a very small team working out of a back office somewhere, and these days everybody takes credit for that.
Just finally, David Anderson is the acting managing director now. Is he the lead candidate for the permanent job, in your view?
A very strong candidate, I think. He was the runner-up when Michelle Guthrie got the job. He was the only other person who was interviewed by the whole board at the end of the selection process, and he impressed them all, I think. So he was a runner-up, a strong runner-up. But I am told the job will be advertised and there'll be a full selection process, so we'll have to see what comes out of that. But I would have thought there would be a strong argument for having an internal candidate to settle everything down rather than disrupting with somebody from outside. But obviously they'll have to look at who applies and weigh all that up.
Margaret, thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure.
Margaret Simons is the Associate Professor of Journalism at Monash University, and she's written on this today for the publication Meanjin. This is RN Drive. Tomorrow we'll be speaking with David Anderson. He is the Acting Managing Director, so stick around for that tomorrow night on RN Drive.